It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船七下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
Your bilingual station AM774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。在今天的节目当中呢，我们和大家一起来聊一聊各个国家非常有趣的交通法规。So why did we come to this topic? Well, because recently Beijing said, well, actually Beijing is going to issue a pretty strict traffic regulation for those old cars.
Yeah, really pretty strict. And it's so interesting that they have a law or regulations that can actually tell people what to do with their cars. I mean, how are they going to get to work? What are they, it just makes life a little bit harder for everybody.
Yeah, it is. But to be fair, all those cars...that set to be scrapped from the road is before the year 2006, so they're at least 10 or, you know, 15 years old. Are they below the standard? I don't know. But what is said is that all those cars that's below national exhaustion standard 1 and 2 are going to be scrapped.So I don't know how that is equivalent to European or American standards, but I do know that they are like really old standards. Because right now I think China is following Euro Standard 4, although I'm not really precisely sure what that is, but that's a lot higher than what we were saying, above National 1 and 2.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's kind of crazy because this is going to affect...I mean, obviously, it'll affect Beijing in a good way, but it also will greatly affect the people who have those cars, because I'm pretty sure that if they could afford to get a brand new car, they would do it. But, God, what about the people that are already struggling, and they wanted to, like, basically wear their cars out as long as they can go? They're going to have to look for other ways to get to work.
Well, here's the good news.That all those people who's willing to chase their cars is going to get a subsidy. A subsidy as high as possibly 120,000 yuan.
What?
Yes.
You mean they're going to give them that much money?
If they're going to buy a new car. A new car, but also a new energy car, like an electric car.
Oh, so they get that much money and...basically to put toward a new car.
Even if they are going to buy even a diesel engine car, they are going to get subsidies, but not as high.
Oh my God, that is awesome.
Yeah, it is. So,
you don't tell me that part. Jeez.
You don't even have a car.
I know, but still, if I did.
Yeah, but you know, still people are saying, you know, it's going to make it,you know, inconvenient for them. They still want to keep their cars. It's understandable. But anyhow, starting from somewhere next year, when this law is implemented, all those cars will be limited off any roads within the Fifth Ring Road, which is pretty much the city center. So effectively, none of those drivers will be able to drive their old cars anymore.
Right.
So now is the good time for them to switch.To a new car, even a second-hand car is fine, as long as they're above the standard.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
Yep. But also we've learned that through the history, there are a lot of very interesting traffic regulations concerning cars and drivers in a lot of other countries.
Yeah, exactly. So this is, I guess this brought us to think about all the regulations there are in those other countries. And let's talk about some of the countries and some of the really crazy, funny laws they
have. Yeah, I'm really curious what they even did to these cars and drivers in different countries. Which is the first country?
All right, so the first country is Thailand.
Thailand.
Yes. So this is very strictly enforced law from Thailand.
Even now?
Even now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this very popular place actually requires women and men to keep their shirts on regardless of how hot it is while they are driving.
No surprise for women, but for men too?
Yeah, for men too. This goes for operators of cars, buses, tuk-tuks, cabs, just everybody. They have to keep their shirts on. But you know what's so funny is many, many times I've taken a tuk-tuk and they were laying in the back of their car without shirts or just kind of sleeping, you know, so...
You wrote with topless drivers.
Oh,
you
yeah. Darn, I was helping them break the rules.
Yeah, 很有意思啊。我们这个说到北京的交通法规，那呢，我们也一起来关注一下其他国家。泰国啊，我们的邻居也是非常非常热门的旅行的和旅游的目的地啊。那里的政府有这么一条规定，就是所有的司机，不管你是开的是汽车呀，还是三轮车呀、摩的呀、摩托车呀，任何种的这种机动车辆，你在驾驶的时候都必须穿上衣啊，这个不管是衬衫也好啊，T恤也好，但必须要穿，不能够我估计可能连跨栏背心都不行啊。So what about those shirtless?
Yeah, well, what do you mean?
Can they wear shirtless when they're driving?
No, that's what I said. They're not allowed.
So they have to wear shirts, like real shirts.
Yes, they actually have to wear shirts. I mean, like at least a t-shirt. They have to wear a top. Okay, when they're driving. That is very strict law. I mean, like, the women can't just say, oh my God, it's hot, and wear a swimsuit or top or something. Like a bikini top. They actually have to wear a shirt.
I wouldn't mind.
And you know what? That's exactly why, because you'll be driving, and you'll be staring at her, and then you will crash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. There
have
been advertisements out of that.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, that takes us to the next country, which is South Africa.
South Africa. Well, I haven't been to South Africa.
Not yet, me neither.
I think it's supposed to be one of the richest countries on the African continent. Isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. It's very small, but yeah.
Yeah, like South Africa and probably Egypt.
I think it also depends on what it's richer in, like why.
Well, on the continent's, average standard, of course.
Okay, true. Maybe GDP. I don't know.
Yeah, 南非共和国啊，这也是非洲非常有名的一个国家。So what do they have?
All right, so in South Africa, the driver of a vehicle on a public road shall stop their car at the request or on the signal of a person leading any type of animal. So basically, if you see a guy leading a horse, an ass, a mule, a sheep, a goat, pig, or even an ostrich, you have got to stop. And if you do not, you can be fined $500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there even people in South Africa herding ostriches?
I'm sure. I mean, somewhere in South Africa. I mean, I don't know. What if you're driving on the skinny little road all the way up into the mountains? Come on.
这点其实也很有意思啊。在南非，所有的司机呢，如果看见在路上有人放牧，不管是牛、是羊、是任何的牲畜，都必须要停下车来。让他们先走。But you know what? This is not really unique in South Africa. There are similar traffic rules in Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us.
So, still, people have to stop at these herds of animals, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
Probably mostly sheep and cows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they herd kangaroos in Australia.
God, you never know. Come on.
You know, it would be funny
I would not put it past anybody.
People herding a horde of koalas on the road, but that's
oh god, but they're so sweet.
That's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be cute.
Yeah, but it's understandable because I don't know in South Africa, but I do know that in Australia there are actually not that many people, but probably a lot more like cows and sheep than people.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be only right for them to take the time to let the herds pass first.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that will never happen in cities like Beijing, Shanghai, or New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, there are no herds. Secondly, people are just too busy. So there won't ever be a regulation or a law saying that
mm-hmm.
in these cities. pretty unique.
Mm-hmm. Ah, God, you're telling me.
Mm.
Well, let's go to the next one, which is Japan.
Japan. Well, you went to Japan, right?
I did.
I've been to Japan, too. I didn't notice anything that special.
Wait, when did you go to Japan? Was it raining or
cold? Yeah, it was raining constantly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I guess we wouldn't notice this law, because this one is that it is illegal to splash a pedestrian with water while driving.
You know, I'm glad they made this a law.
Why?
Because there have been cases where, I've been splashed before, but that was long time ago.
You mean like by water on the road, or someone drove by and threw their water at you?
Yeah, when I was a pedestrian.
Oh, you mean like someone drove by?
Yeah, so now any time when it rains, when I drive, I do try to be very careful about not splashing water onto pedestrians.
Oh, yeah.
You know, firstly, that's very impolite. Secondly, maybe you're in a hurry. But as a driver, it would be a lot more convenient anyway for you than for a pedestrian under rain, right?
Oh, right. Exactly. I mean, come on. If it's raining cats and dogs and you accidentally splash someone and they're already wet, I mean, what do you do?
They probably won't care anymore. But
no, probably
if
not.
It's raining, they're like waiting for a bus at a bus station. And if you splash water onto them, I know they would be very, very upset. And secondly, it's totally unnecessary, right? You can totally control yourself. Just slow down, and you won't splash water onto anyone.
Whatever you say.
You don't drive anyway here. So. Okay.
How do you know? I drive illegally. Just kidding.
I'll report that.
All right, so we're still going to stay right here, and we're going to give you another law in Japan.
In Japan, okay.
Okay, so this law also allows anyone who's in a vehicle who is of legal drinking age to drink alcohol, as long as the driver doesn't drink.
Mm.
Which is kind of stupid, because if you're, like, sitting next to someone...
And you can drink.
You can drink.
As long as you're not the driver.
But what if you just, like, pass them a sip? You know what I mean?
You probably don't want to do that. If you're, you know, the passenger seat, you probably don't want your driver to get drunk.
Yeah.这点我觉得倒是可以理解啊，但是我觉得日本刚才我们说到的这条法规非常的有道理，我认为啊，其实咱们也可以考虑把这个设为 一个交通至少是规定，就是什么呢？在雨天行车，禁止因为车速太快把水溅到行人身上。我觉得这点第一完全可以避免啊，只要车开的慢一点，就不会有这种情况发生。第二，下雨嘛，就算您再急，在车里总比在外边站着，感觉要好得多。所以我觉得多替别人考虑一下吧。
All right, interesting regulations they have.
Very, very interesting, right?
Mm.
Okay, well, the next one takes us to the Philippines.
To the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Well, you probably have more say on that. I've never been there.
Oh, yes, I have. It's beautiful.
Mm.
But, okay, so listen to this really, really insane, crazy law.
Insane.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay, so in Manila, people cannot drive in certain areas based upon what day of the week it is and the last digit of their license plate.
So,
if a car's plate ends with a 1 or a 2, the driver can be fined if caught driving on congested areas during certain times. So, yes, this is exactly like China.
That's not crazy. That's really not China.
Crazy.
That's like Beijing. Shanghai, and probably Shenzhen, among a few others,
mm-hmm.
are the only cities in China that have implemented this regulation.
Oh, wow.
Because of the really crazy traffic. But other cities that have a lot looser conditions, they don't care, you know.
Yeah.
What last digit of your plate number is.
Very, very interesting.
But here in Beijing, you need to watch out.
That's right. Mm. Absolutely. All right. So in the United States, this one's actually weird. It sounds like a third world country. But to be honest, I think that this, because of the culture in Montana, and also based on rules from many years ago, this one still exists.
Mm.
So it says that in Montana, it's illegal to have sheep in the cab of a truck. Like, you can't have it in the back of a truck unless there's a chaperone. And in Alabama, which is in the South, it's illegal for people to drive while blindfolded.
That should be pretty much illegal anywhere.
Exactly, but I think it might be because maybe this is where they do street racing. I don't know. Well, New Jersey also has a strange law where residents are required by law to honk when they're passing, which would confuse anyone because in the United States, we really don't honk at anybody. If there's a pedestrian, pedestrians have the right of way, so we don't honk at anyone. And if you do, there's like a group of people staring at you like you're crazy, giving you looks, yelling, just yelling at you. So we don't know. Like, we just don't honk at people. So I don't know. This is a really weird one.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if these regulations are still in place nowadays. They don't make sense anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess in the southern or, like, western regions of the United States, there could be, you know, these weird regulations that used to exist, or maybe still do nowadays. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah. Mm. All right, so let's go to... Where are we going? Russia.
Russia.
Yeah, so Russia... says driving a filthy car can get you fined up to $55 regardless of whether the car is dirty on the inside or the outside.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so originally put in place to keep license plates visible during icy months when salt and grime are prone to caking onto a plate. This law has proven to be problematic for certain motorists since it's also illegal to clean your car anywhere outside of your home or a car wash.
Wow.
Yeah, how heck? That is, come on, Russia.
So
you do better than
keep
that.
Keep your cars tidy, huh?
Yes, exactly.
You know what? Although this might be a coincidence, but they do have these regulations for cab here in Beijing.
Really?
Yeah. So if you're a taxi driver, you better keep your cab clean. Otherwise, you can be fined. But not for, you know, other cars.
Mm-hmm.
Private cars are not within the regulation.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm. Interesting. Well, let's go to Germany.
Germany.
Yeah, so in Germany, it is highly illegal to stop on the highway, the high-speed freeway, for anything other than an emergency. So apparently running out of fuel is also considered entirely inappropriate.
What?
Yeah, seriously, you can't run out of fuel. And it's considered to be negligence, which I also believe so. And drivers are likely to face a very sizable charge for endangering themselves and others due to oversight.
Yeah, although it sounds funny at first, but if you think about it, it actually makes sense. If you're going on a highway, you better make sure you have enough fuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be out of fuel when you're driving on the highway. That can be, first, very inconvenient for yourself, and then also can be very dangerous.
Yeah, for sure.
这个挺有意思的啊。在俄罗斯有一条什么规定呢？说所有的人开车的时候必须要保证车辆的清洁，由内到外啊。如果车不干净、很脏的话，就有可能会被处以$50的罚款。然后我们到了德国。德国说呢，在高速公路上，你不能够因为紧急情况之外的任何原因停车或者减慢车速，当然是这种急刹车啊。所以如果是车辆没油了的话，也算在其中哦。这条好像听着有点奇怪啊，但是想想如果你要是开高速的话，你最好确定自己的油箱里有足够的油，否则的话，第一非常的不安全，第二如果被困在高速公路上没有人来救的话，这也很麻烦，对吧？ All right, so these are some very interesting regulations in these European countries.
Yes, in these European countries. All right, so let's go to our next one, which would be to, where is it? Spain.
Spain.
Yeah, Spain. Okay, so anyone requiring vision-correcting glasses in order to drive the streets of Spain must keep a spare set in the car at all times. That is really weird. Yeah, who owns like 2-3 pairs of glasses? Just in case one set ends up missing or lens falls out. This is a nationwide ordinance and is left to the discretion of the police officer if they stop you. So they stop you and you don't, you're wearing glasses and... Yeah, but what if you're wearing contacts? You know what I mean?
You still probably need an extra pair. But it's like police officers here stop cars to check for fire extinguishers.
Yeah.
You know, there, no, they check your spare glasses or maybe a pair of contacts.
Mm-hmm.
这还挺有意思的啊，这是在西班牙有这么一条规定，如果你是需要进行视力矫正才能开车，也就是说的更通俗一点啊，戴眼镜才能开车的话，你必须要在车里边放一副备用的眼镜，就是你自己戴一副还不行，必须得准备另外一副，以防这一副你戴的眼镜损坏啊，或者是丢失啊，这样你就没有多余的眼镜可以开车了，就不安全了。Funny,
very funny. All right, let's go to France. Let's go to Paris.
The European continent.
Okay, well, not necessarily Paris, but France. Okay, so in France, all drivers are required to carry an unused breathalyzer kit in their vehicles at all times. Apparently, this is to help prevent drunk driving while cutting down on government costs incurred during traffic stops. So that is really crazy. Like, there in the United States, it's the cops who have to have
same
the
here.
Breathalyzer.
Same here.
Yeah, but, God, these people must be cheap. Seriously.
我的这条规定让我想到了北京啊。北京可能大家都经历过，比如说这个警察，尤其是在夜间啊，停车进行什么呢？酒驾检查啊，吹口气儿，看你的这个血液当中的酒精含量是不是超标，以证明你是不是酒驾。法国也做这件事情，但是他们做的更极致，他们要求每一个开车的人自己准备酒精测试仪。So you have to carry that breathalyzer along with you when you're driving.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And when the traffic police stops you, take out your own stuff and blow to it to prove you're not drinking.
I would like...do something so that in case I was drunk,
yeah,
I'd like...
I was thinking.
So in the United States, it's supposed to be known that if you put a penny underneath your tongue, yeah, something about the bronze or the metal or whatever, like, throws the breathalyzer off, and if you're actually drunk, it can just read zero. But I'm pretty sure that nowadays they have something to read that, like, yeah, because this is an old tale that kids in high school used to do. They used to put a penny under their tongue and say, it totally works!
First,
yeah. Exactly, or they could check your tongue first now, exactly.
That's
yeah, all right, let's go to Cyprus. And then we're going to go to China. I'm going to actually ask you a few questions about China.
Please do. Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's go to Cyprus first, which is that anyone in Cyprus cannot raise their hands from the steering wheel. Yeah. Accidents have become so frequent in recent years that it is now illegal to eat or drink anything while driving on the island.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, craziness.
That sounds really tiring, you know, keeping your hands on the wheel all the time.
Yeah,
otherwise you break the law.
Yeah, tell me about it. Golly.
塞浦路斯啊，这个比较小的国家，可能有些朋友没有听说过啊。但是那里的这个交通法规也挺有意思的。第一，在开车的时候，司机的双手必须随时放在方向盘上，不能够拿起来，哪怕是一只手。What about if they are driving a manual shift and they have to shift the car? That's off the wheel, right?
Let's hope they're all driving automatic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but even so, if you're backing up, you're still going to have to put it in reverse and then drive. I'm just kidding. I think it's just like if you're driving on the island. You know, but yeah, that's a really good question.
Yeah. 另外呢，这个在开车的时候不许吃喝。That makes more sense, not allowed to drink or eat.While driving, that sounds more like a potential danger.
Yeah, eating definitely because you're looking down. What if it's, oh my God, all the things I used to do. I used to eat with a fork and a knife while I was driving. This is terrible. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. I used to eat a salad with a fork. Like, I would hold onto a wheel. I'd have my pinky on the wheel and then the other salad and eating the fork like this. Terrible. Thank God I'm not on the road anymore because seriously, yeah.
You probably deserve a life sentence if you were in Cyprus.
Stop it. You know what? There actually are. They're like in the Middle East. I forgot what country it is. There's a country in the Middle East. I think it might be Palestine that actually if you hit someone or if you get into a car accident, you automatically go to jail. And one of my old professors, and when I was getting my master's degree, this happened to her, and she was in jail, I think, for like 10 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or I think she knew someone that saved her, but it was like crazy, craziness, yeah.
Okay.
So my question about China is that, so children under 50 or 60 pounds must be sitting in a car seat or a booster with a seatbelt on. There's not one child allowed in the United States to, like, that walks around or sits in the front or anything like this. It doesn't matter how crowded the car is. Every child needs to be in a car seat with properly strapped down, and you can be definitely fined if the cops even pass you and see this child even standing or whatever. Why is it that in China, with all these cars and all these regulations,children are allowed to walk around in the car, be in the front seat. You have to be 12 or older to sit in the front seat in the United States. So all kids under that have to sit in the back. But why is it allowed in China? Kids are all over the place in the car.
Well, first, I think it's totally appropriate to adopt what is in the U.S. for this part here in China. And second, for the reason, I think it's just lack of experience.And also, I think car numbers just boomed during the past 20 years or so, maybe even shorter than that, 15 years. That was the time when cars started to boom in China.
Mm-hmm.
let me think. It was probably 15 years ago when I just graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
That was the time when I bought my first car. And when I bought my first car, let me tell you, the fourth ring road, if you know the conditions now, would be like at least the sixth ring road now.
Okay.
Where there are almost no cars.
Wow.
But now, after only 15 years, there are like, I think it's more than 7 million cars now in the city. So because of this boom, the government and the people are lacking the experience of, you know,
safety
precautions.
God, but this...
Especially for children.
Well, I was going to say, have there been, like, I wonder if there have been actually car accidents with children involved.
There certainly have.
Yeah, then what is... God, this is crazy.
This has now become a recommendation for drivers.
A recommendation?
Yeah.
Not a law?
Not
this is
yet.
Just insane to me. I get actually really angry that these parents don't know better when I see, like, babies sitting in the front seat or, you know what I mean, or kids walking around in the back while their parents are going, like, 50 miles an hour. Like, it's just... It annoys me.
Yeah, I know. And although it's not a law yet, but as a parent, I think you should think better and think harder for the safety of your own children.
Yeah, of course. That's
right?
Why I'm kind of like, even regardless of what the law says, it just annoys me. You know, I'm just, this is annoying.
Mm-hmm. Try to do that. 哎，今天我们聊聊各国这些有趣的在交通法规上的规定啊。Thank you for being with us.
Bye-bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
There's a big secret world far from you and me. It's under the...
接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
年底了，大伙都忙，我们忙着给您准备明年的新节目。欢迎您登录北京广播网和北京时间网站，找到北京电台2017新节目视频访谈，提前看看新节目长什么样。您也给我们出出主意，别忘了微信关注北京电台 RBC 官方微信号，场场现金红包等您来拿，一般人我可不告诉他。
北京电台第二届广播评议员选拔开始了，
只要您关注广播，建言献策，
只要您善于评论，见解独到，
就有机会成为广播评议员，定期评议广播节目，
提交针对某专业广播和某一节目的评议稿件各一篇就可参评，
参评稿件发送至电子邮箱 abcd@rbc.cn， 详情咨询656615666。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
When you left, it left me here so all alone.